Oh, Hilda's still not back from her audition?
No, that's Spanish for no.
Well, I hope she got the job. So hard for her to find a place to play around here.
Yeah, her musical talent is a wonderful gift. And she needs to bore other people with it.
Let's face it, classical music isn't the gravy train it used to be.
It's not like the Golden Age. Vienna in the 1700s. In those days, there were more orchestras than consumption wards.
You were never ostracized for eating a dead rat in public.
Aunt Hilda's so talented, I'm sure she got this job. And she has a very strange way of celebrating. Ears pierced.
Hey, guess what? The school's having a battle of the bands, and I signed us up.
I didn't know we were a band.
Every group had to start somewhere, usually in a garage. We can leapfrog that and start in the gym. What do you say?
We have cool outfits.
Yeah, we could work on some dance moves.
Yeah, put together a light show. I just wanted to be in a band.
Me too. We're in.
Great.
So, does anyone here actually know how to play an instrument?
I'm so close.
Why don't you drop cold fusion and work on an ink that doesn't stain your fingers?
All I need is a formula patented by Dr. Turdlington, which means I would have to call him and ask for permission.
Oh, no. Isn't he that guy you had to compete with for the Other Realm research grant?
Exactly.
Zelda Spellman made a strong impression with her paper, Polymers, More Uses Than You Think. But the winner is... Dr. Clark Turdlington.
It's been an unbearably long evening of dull speeches, so I'll make this brief. I'm better than you.
It was so unlike me, but I just couldn't stand his arrogance. Now it turns out I need that sanctimonious blowhard.
Oh, just call him. Tell him that you changed your medication and that you're feeling better. That always works for me. Wish me luck.
Another classical audition?
Sort of.
Okay, you got the job. You're our new strolling fiddler.
Was it my Beethoven?
It's just that you fit into the costume.
Goodness, no one was injured.
How do we sound?
Stay in school.
Well, if it isn't the Electric Freak Orchestra. Oh, and by the way, the cheerleaders have a band, and we're gonna win.
She doesn't know that.
Yes, I do. Cheerleaders always win, and geeks always lose. I believe they call that the natural order.
We do not want to lose to Libby. We have to get good, and we have to get good soon.
We're not good.
Dr. Turdlington, that is so kind of you. Of course you're aware that it's kind. I'll see you soon. That pompous swine might let me use his formula. I'm going to be able to give the world cold fusion.
Super. What does it mean?
May I play something for you, gentlemen? Perhaps some Chopin? Mozart?
If one of them wrote Turkey in a Straw.
Kind of hard to hear, but we sucked, right?
And that was with gym echo.
I hope someone brought some baking soda, because something stinks in here. Oh, look. It's Sabrina's band.
I think of a snappy comeback, but it's true.
Okay, hit it. Them is they're talented.
Makes you wonder if Hitler was actually a good painter.
Libby insults you because she's jealous.
I don't think so. Is there a spell that can make dogs howl every time she opens her mouth?
Oh, you have to be careful how you treat people. Even rotten people. You might regret it one day. Dr. Turdlington.
I believe this whoopee cushion is yours.
For instance, today.
And I thought giving Henry VIII a sponge bath was the low point of my life.
I had no idea you could bottle talent.
Where do you think that expression comes from? A six-pack of refreshing talent, now with the handy twist top.
Cool. But I won't use it unless it's absolutely necessary.
Hey, I don't care how you justify it.
And you promise you won't tell Aunt Hilda or Aunt Zelda?
Mum's the word.
Howdy, y'all.
Hi, so how'd the gig go?
Lousy. I tried to merge the worlds of art and prime rib, but I failed.
Oh, well, the important part is that you tried. Gotta go.
I'm glad Zelda left the laptop open. I think I'll whip up some seasonings to make those Philistines at the steakhouse appreciate good music. Not a peep out of you.
Mum's the word. Ooh, deja vu.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Put a sock in it.
Thank you. Now, I understand that everyone has been informed that I am judging the band contest tonight.
Yes.
Okay, so no talent isn't the only thing against us.
Well, that information is incorrect. For me to judge the contest would be unfair.
Now you've lost me.
The contest will be judged by the producer of Rock and a Hard Place.
Westbridge's only cable TV showcase for local bands.
Dwayne Kraft.
Kraft?
Yes, Dwayne Kraft, my nephew.
Thank you so much for reconsidering and giving me a chance to plead my case, Dr. Turdlington.
And apologize. Mostly, I just want you to apologize.
We should have taken lessons.
Come on, you guys, we can do it.
Follow that, Freaka McIntyre.
It's necessary. Oh, well, I'm thirsty. How about you guys? Want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm full.
And I'm prone to gastritis.
Come on, I need the money on the entrance.
Okay, it's only fair that I let the final band compete. Although the expression just a formality certainly comes to mind. Please welcome entry number 5.
We've got to come up with a name.
Just play.
2, 3, 4.
Judge.
The best band in this battle is entry number 5.
Hello, Westbridge, are you ready to rock and roll?
Yeah. I'd love to send a crew over here, tape you guys for my show.
Yeah. Let me talk it over with my band. Okay, we'll do it. Aunt Zelda? We won! And you should have seen the look on Libby's face. Shock and disbelief really become her.
I hope you remembered what I said about being mean to people.
Zelda.
Have you decided to forgive me yet?
Not yet. Another one might help. Close.
But the drummer has a problem with it.
Take a look at it.
Valerie, you wrote a song called My Valerie? What do you see what he wants to do?
I drew up some ideas for a complete new look for the band. That's you and Val.
Why are we dressed like worms?
They're brown unitards. It's a comment on an asexual society. And I'm the universal love being, signified by the goat ears and the sleeveless spandex vestments.
Love being? Yeah, but we can't sing a song about me.
I'm trying to change America.
Oh, yeah? Hold it. Why are we fighting? We're friends. Because he has a stupid idea. Oh, yeah, listen, I am not going to perform dressed like a pug.
This is my band.
Oh, your band.
Lee, we don't need no pepper.
Oh, no, this is classical seasoning. It adds taste.
Now, how come you ain't playing that turkey in the straw I asked for?
Do you know what would be simply marvelous?
Yes, some incredibly obscure Wagner.
If you insist. Valerie, my Valerie, foxy little junior walking down the street. Valerie, my Valerie.
Would you be terribly upset if I threw up in one of your shoes?
Stella, what am I going to do?
Well, you've always been able to talk things out with Harvey.
Ella.
Hey, Harvey, it's Sabrina.
Hey, so you going to wear the brown suit?
No. Listen.
Hold on.
He put me on hold. Since when does Harvey have Muzak?
Hey, sorry about that. I didn't know so many chicks had my home number.
You're listed.
Hold on. Hey, sweetness. Let me dump Sabrina and I'll be right
back. That's okay, goat boy. I'll dump you. Oh, wish I'd never given them a swig of talent. It's ruining our friendship and I can't even enjoy winning.
Perhaps you're feeling bad because Libby sang with genuine talent and deserved to win. Don't hit me.
Right now I feel annoyed and guilty.
If you want your friendships back, maybe you should take the fizz out of the egos you inflated.
I wish I could.
You can. They take a sip of flat talent, they go flat too.
Great. So I'll just let these go flat, and when I see Harvey and Valerie tonight, they'll drink, and we'll go back to being talentless friends.
Did you pop one for yourself?
Me? I haven't been affected by having things go my way.
Oh, please. Little miss, I'm too cool to do my history homework.
I had an autograph signing. Libby, are you here for the show?
Please. I have a date tonight and I left my sweater here. I go to the carnival when I want to see sideshow oddities.
Maybe these won't be necessary. Maybe Harvey and Val will show up and be their old selves.
Please, don't they have roadies to do that?
Drink?
No thanks, I asked for clear soda. And I don't see the black and tuna papaya hummus we demanded. Don't they know who we are?
Come on, let's split one.
Me, me, me.
They're good.
We'll grab some eats and then I'll tell the others about you joining the band.
What?
Hi. Sabrina, Valerie, I'd like you to meet Sunset.
You can't just bring someone into the band, especially someone named Sunset. You said.
Listen, I'm the rhythm section and I say tambourine.
Oh, excuse me, guys, let's just have a drink.
Here's your four-alarm hummus.
Finally!
Sorry. Sunset says I should only have water before a performance.
Hey, Sabrina. I just want to tell you, I think you guys have what it takes to go statewide.
Really?
Oh, big bucks to be made.
Wow, with a lot of money, we could help a lot of people.
You could buy a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we could always lose our talent later.
Beg pardon?
Oh, nothing. Let me just talk it over with Harvey and Val. That's funny. I can't remember how to hold a guitar. So long, lot of stuff.
Beg pardon?
A woman of my standing enjoys caviar and fine wines. I could not have ordered rootin' tootin' beans.
You did, Marlene, and you threw in a hee-haw!
Beans, caviar, it all goes well with Rimsky-Korsakov.
All right, let's get some sound levels. All right, whenever you're ready.
Well, I see you guys took that bad rehearsal, great show thing to heart, huh?
I'm sorry, Mr. Kraft. I guess the other day was just a fluke. We'll just go.
No, you just listen up, young lady. Dwayne put his butt on the line for this remote.
Oh, well, remind me to thank him.
And when Dwayne puts his butt on the line, his mother gets testy. His mother, who is my sister, and the owner of the house where I am currently a guest, where I am intent on staying a guest. Got it?
When did we get bad again?
I can't suck on TV. I mean, you'd think I'd be good at humiliation, but it's just another thing I failed to master. All right, Harvey, you go help Valerie remember how to hold a guitar, and I'll try to figure something out.
And could you get rid of Sunset? She scares me.
Oh, if only I could really sing. If only someone could really sing. Libby can sing. Wait, is that really better than embarrassing myself all over TV? Let's go with yes.
I was just in that girl's bathroom. What am I doing here?
Isn't it weird when you're doing something and your mind is somewhere else and bam, all of a sudden you're in a gym and you're asking, how did I get here?
How did I get here?
My point exactly. But since you stopped by, I need a little favor.
Hello. You don't know me, but I just wanted to say, Dr. Turdlington is a hero. Zelda Spellman is a zero.
Now on to the bees.
That's it. I am through apologizing. Either you give me the formula or you go.
You know, Zelda, I've always liked you.
You... what?
Well, the science biz is so full of phonies, but I like your fire.
Well, actually, I've always admired you. Not your personality, but your mind.
Dinner?
Love to.
And you want me to sing for you?
In exchange for eternal gratitude, endless flattery, and a piece of the merchandising.
I'll do it. You will? But let's get one thing straight. It's only because I love to sing.
And we love to hear you sing, because you sing so very, very well.
And you're pretty, too. Let's change endless flattery to cash.
Send this ghastly snare back to the galley and give the chef 30 lashes for his crimes against eating.
I don't have a dine in this establishment again.
I'm a Perhaps a little Vivaldi?
You know, it's funny. Without customers, we don't need a fiddler. You're fired, Hilda.
Fine. I'm keeping the dress.
Great.
Well, good save. Suspicious, but good.
Amazing how things worked out.
Yep. The winner won as the freaks looked on in amazement.
All's right with the world.
Well, I happen to believe that if a waiter wants that 9% tip, everything has to be perfect.
You're terrible.
Well, it's late. I suppose I'd better go.
Right. Oh, by the way, can I have that formula now?
Nope. Never.
Then why did you put me through such misery?
Revenge. How about dinner next Tuesday?
How about you kiss my cold fusion?
Give me back my pants!
So, are we still speaking to each other?
Yes. We never talk about how bad we played today.
I can't figure out what went wrong. Was there something in that hummus?
Let's just remember not to let anything like this get in the way of our friendship again.
You mean success? I don't think that'll be a problem.
I blame Sunset.
Seal them. There are 5 bottles here.
That's very good, Sabrina. Now, what color is the tablecloth?
No, I brewed 6. Where's the last bottle of talent?
Every little thing that you have said and done feels like it's deep within me. Doesn't really matter if you're on the run. It seems like we're meant to be. I don't care who you are.
Hey, guys, come on. The game's still tied.
What you did, as long as you love me, who you are, where you're from. Don't care what you did, as long as you love me.
Here.
How come they didn't win?
I don't care.